My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from Floral Park at Jets Camp, and the man to our right, C.J. Mosley, we talked to, I think, every year that he has been here outside of the COVID year. We have talked to C.J., so we love seeing him. It's like an August tradition to see C.J. Mosley, so the great veteran linebacker for the New York Jets. I mean, training camp again, that's what you got to be thinking, right? Like, every time you show up, you're like, I'm a vet, man. Do I have to go through this again? Like, you're in the dog days now, right?
Yeah, the dog days have definitely started. The older you get, sometimes it started to creep in. But, you know, when I get in the building, I obviously see my teammates, get through the routine. And for the most part, you know, we get outside, start competing, you know, all those things go away. You focus on your goal. You just kind of sit back and realize, you know, what you have going. You know, going to, you know, the 11th camp, so can't be nothing but grateful for
11th camp, it's amazing. And, you know, you've had a very interesting career here with the Jets. Started with a knee injury, then it was the COVID situation, then last year was a whole other set of circumstances with the quarterbacks and everything else. And I'm just wondering, I mean, coming into it this year, everybody thinks that the Jets have a top five defense, and I know that there's pride associated with that. I know you guys look at the statistics. You want to see where you're ranked. Give me your assessment of your overall defense going into this year.
I definitely believe in coming in with a revamped defense. You know, we haven't lost a lot of pieces. We added some good ones. So, you know, it's about us withholding our standard and really just going out every week and, you know, controlling what we can control. And that's our style to play and how we execute.
Have you spoken with Hassan Reddick at all?
No, sir, I haven't.
Really? No conversation, nothing? Yeah. How about when he got traded to the Jets?
Yeah, still no conversation.
Really?
Well, I was looking forward to, you know, seeing them and getting to know them in person. But, you know, unfortunately, it hasn't happened. So if it does, we'll be ready to greet them with open arms.
So you're a leader on this defense, whether you want to be or not. Like, everybody's going to look to you as the guy. Do you embrace that role? Is that something that you like, knowing that everybody's looking up to you and looking to you to be the guy?
I definitely grew into that role. I've always been a lead by example, you know, do my job type of guy. The defense that I've been on, dating back to college, you know, I didn't have to be in that position to, you know, be in the middle, being that the top guy to talk, the leader and all that. But, you know, once your team, you know, pushes you and believes that you can be that person, you know, you just have to accept it. And usually the guys that don't, they can kind of, you know, get by and just still play that style. But, you know, the position I play and, you know, just the role that I have on this team, you know, I've been able to uphold the standard of being the captain for this team.
Talk to me about the growth of Quinnen Williams and how good he's become at his position.
He's been great. Every single day, you know, he's trying to get better. He's trying to be a dominant football player. He's trying to be the best defensive tackle in the league. And, you know, I would say the main thing that's changed is his mindset every single year. You know, he's gotten better. He's seen the film. He's gotten the snap. So he's a true vet now. So for him, He's really just trying to be one of the most dominant defensive interior players in the league.
How's the offense look? You go up against them every day. Obviously, it's a challenge with Aaron Rodgers. How do you feel like they're progressing so far?
I feel like they're progressing well. And you know that because, you know, we go against them every single day. And, you know, the things that they're showing is going to help our defense out when we get in the season. So every single time we step out of practice against them, it really feels like we're playing a game. We're really competing against each other. So that makes it fun as well. So you don't really think about, it's camp. We got another practice. Like, no, we got to get better or the offense is going to expose us.
You know, it's funny. You got some really good young players in this team, and you have some very unique personalities on this team. Yep. Sauce Gardner going against Garrett Wilson. And I would imagine every day that is something that I would just sit here and watch it just for the sheer fun of it and then listen to what they say after practice. How is that little tandem doing and how competitive is it?
It's very competitive. Obviously, we get a little closer to the preseason game, so you kind of get tired of going against the same people every time. But, you know, when two people want to just be the best and you have some of the best players at their position going against each other every day, I mean, you can't be nothing but be grateful for it.
What makes Sauce Gardner so great as a defensive back?
I would say his IQ level for his young age. He showed it his rookie year, and every single year he's been getting better. Obviously, he's starting to get older, so he's been putting on a little weight. And if you talk to him, you're definitely going to say he's got better in the run game.
If you talk to him. Have you been following his golf journey on social media? I mean, that was crazy in the offseason. Well, he was out there more than me and Boomer.
I didn't really have a choice. Like, it popped up. Anything that he did, anything that he does pops up. So, yeah, I have seen it. It was very impressive. I don't know about playing in the rain. I was playing a few weeks before, and you know it was some lightning warning. So we got out of there. So I was like, yeah, you know, you can have that.
I mean, that's obsessed he is. When you catch the bug and you're out there in the lightning and thunder with no shirt on, you know you've lost your mind.
I would think, like I was telling you, that the expectations for the Jets this year, because you guys haven't been into the playoffs since I think 2010, I believe that is, which is the longest running drought in the four professional sports for any team. The team right behind you is the Buffalo Sabres, that they last made their playoffs in 2011. I mean, do you guys talk about that at all? Do you talk about the fact that the Jet fan has been so frustrated over the years?
We talk about it a little bit. I mean, it's not like our drive and goal to for us to get to the playoffs, but obviously, you know, we want to be a team that can compete and that can obviously compete for a Super Bowl. So I feel like we've been taking the right steps. You know, some days we've taken two steps forward, sometimes it's been two steps backwards, but at the end of the day, I feel like we've been progressing every single day, every single year.
You know, it's interesting. You opened with the San Francisco 49ers, and we all did this. I think we did it when I played. You get the schedule. You look at that first game, and you're going up against one of the best teams in their building.
Yep.
And I would imagine that's got to be priority number one and something that's been talked about since you guys got here at camp.
Yes, for sure. We understand, you know, the task at hand. We're going against, you know, a Super Bowl competing team. They've been together for a while. Great athletes and players all over the field. So we know what type of team we have to be and what we need to do to execute to try to win. So it's going to be a great first test for us.
CJ, it's great seeing you again. And I tell you, this defense is going to be really fun to watch this year. And we hope that you come in at number one when the season's over. So good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Great to see you again, CJ.
To see you.
Good luck to you, man.
Thank you.
CJ Mosley, Jets captain and the leader of this defense.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.